Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. That is our Tuesday shows. And on Thursday, we have Transformation, Give Up the Struggle, where authors inspire you and motivate you to become physically, mentally, and spiritually fit as well. So let's hear the promo for that.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, this is also National Nutrition Month, but I won't do the promo tonight. We'll do it a little later. Oh, this person we have on tonight is going to be really dynamite. Her name is Gail K. Allen, and her website is called Bouncing Back Living 2, Help Women, or Bouncing Back, but created her website, Bounce Back Living, to help women recover from life's challenges and live empowered lives through a program of self-care with a focus on healing body, mind, and soul. Gail takes her clients from stuck, unhappy, bored, or frustrated to a joyful, energy-filled place of living a conscious, created life, overcoming tremendous hardships on her personal journey, including a brain tumor, a difficult pregnancy, a premature childbirth, bankruptcy, job loss, and divorce, has taught her that the mind is the master. Gail uses mindset as the starting point to teach clients how to thrive no matter what setbacks and adversities they experience. Gail holds a bachelor's degree in economics from Rutgers University, a graduate certificate in administrative management from George Washington University, and a certificate in health coaching from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. She has a wide-ranging background in accounting, business management, and health and wellness. She is the creator of the 21-Day Self-Care Challenge, where she has helped over 1,000 women focus on slowing down, that's me, and taking care of their own well-being. Gail is a foodie who loves creating and starting delicious, healthy meals. She enjoys any activities that involve taking advantage of the beautiful outdoors and currently resides in Maryland, yay, with her daughter and two cats. Let's welcome Gail. Gail, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on board here. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you want us to know? Tell us a little bit more about yourself other than what I have said.
Well, I definitely have been on a long journey with all of my challenges. And the reason, you know, that I wrote, I call my website Bounce Back Living is because of all of my journey. And it's been a long one. And I really want to encourage everybody out there that's having challenges in their life. I right now am working on my 21-Day Self-Care Challenge, promoting it to everybody out there. And that's the foundation of a lot of the work that I do.
Yes, we women have to focus on self-care. I came from a generation where if you thought about self-care, you were being selfish. But we cannot take care of our family or the people in the community or people at church if we don't take care of ourselves. I've learned that first us, and then we can take care of the family. So true. So with this bounce back living there, do you really feel that people can bounce back for any one of these tragedies that you occurred or any of the tragedy they're going through now?
Well, I'm definitely proof that you can bounce back. it was really shocking to me when I found out I had a brain tumor, and the brain tumor was the third surgery that I had had in the same year, in 1 year's period of time. The first surgery I had was I had a tumor, a big growth in my thyroid, and I had to have my thyroid removed. And then about 7 months later, I previously was working as a boot camp instructor, and I was so into fitness, and I've always been into healthy living and taking care of myself. And I worked as a boot camp instructor in a small gym and was doing crazy stuff, running up and down hills and football fields and all kind of stuff. And I took a trip to Arizona to a spa, and I did every class they had in the spa. And I come back from my trip and squat down, and I herniate the disc in my back. So then, after that, 5 months later, I have the brain tumor. The doctors were so amazed at my healing, having three surgeries in 1 year, that they could not believe that I healed quickly and survived those three surgeries. And they kept asking me, what was I doing? And I explained to them that self-care had been my focus for my life, because earlier, like you mentioned, I had a premature daughter. And in addition to that, my mother had an injury and was paralyzed on the left side of her body. So, you know, you look at all these things that I've experienced, and the thing that I would say got me through was the foundation that I laid with my habits that I had already established. And in addition to that, I also was in church. I went to spiritual retreats. I learned meditation. So those were all things that helped me get through those challenges. So now what I do is focus on that with my clients and when I talk about self-care, because what I know is if you learn those tools, when you experience those challenges, you can go right back to that tool. You know, if it's a certain prayer or a mantra or a certain place you like to walk or a certain place you like to go get a massage, you know, when you experience those challenges, the first you have your toolbox. And so you look at, you know, what tools you have and you put those things in place. So, yes, I definitely believe that everybody can overcome the challenges. A lot of it is in changing your story and your approach and not being stuck in the challenge.
Mm. You said some good things here. Boy, your toolbox, we're so busy with in everybody else's mess and everything that we need to develop a toolbox, because in some countries, self-care is very important. Women are taught that, but in this country, we're not taught self-care. I like how you said that. And then not getting stuck in our mess. You know, that is really good, because a lot of us dwindle and harbor, and it becomes our friend, it becomes our bed partner, you know, stress and that adversaries, and we shouldn't. Now, with all this going on through you and through my speakers out there, my listeners out there, did you ever feel like quitting, like, oh, this is too much, I can't handle this?
You know, I would say that the thought crossed my mind, but I always came back to, I'm not a quitter. I know I survived for a reason. And then I had my daughter to raise, who was still having her own health challenges. And I'm the oldest of four, so my mother was really depending on me for my support too. So I just knew that I couldn't give up. Giving up wasn't an option. And then I tell people I have survivor genes. It's like something kicks in, and I just go into action, and so that's what I did.
That is really helpful when you have that survivor genes, because there's people out there when I hear that, you know, commit suicide or they give up or they just still stay in, stuck in that mess, and you wonder what is the difference between somebody like you and them. And you already told us, you know, your family, the faith, and as well as your little toolbox right there. So what about writing journals? Did that also was in your life or in your toolbox?
Oh, definitely. I have written in a journal since I was about 19 years old. And I'm not even really sure why, you know, how I picked up that habit, but I was very shy and introverted. And I, like I said, I was raised in the church, and I always felt that God was my heavenly Father. And so because I was shy, I talked to God through my journals, and I didn't really talk to a lot of friends about things that I was going through. So I can't even tell you how many journals. I have a couple of big boxes full of them over the years, and I've documented the date and the time, and so I could go back and write a whole autobiography based on the journals. But what it did was it helped me to get out what I was going through. And I would also write down affirmations, prayers, things that I would repeat to myself so that when I would feel down, I could go to my journal and leave it there, you know, leave it on the page.
That's really poetic or profound. Leave it on the page. Don't carry it with you like a suitcase, like a monkey on the back. That's really beautiful. Leave it on the page. I like that. That's a good little chapter for a book right there alone.
That is true.
But that is true. Leave it on the page. What about, though, you said, I know you said you had the faith and all that, and you're in that church, but then there's some of people that just give up on God. They feel it's not instantaneous. He's not coming down to take this away. Do you feel that sometimes the life circumstance we're going through is there for a reason?
Oh, it's definitely there for a reason. And it's interesting you say that because I have a good friend, and when we go through something, we call each other, and we both ask each other, okay, what's the lesson in this? And we talk about it because I think that everything we go through is a message from God to get our attention, you know. And it could be it's time for you to go in another direction. It could just be, you know, it's time for you to get your act together. But I always looked at it as what I could learn from it. And that's what I encourage other people to do when they find themselves facing a challenging situation. The first thing to say is, you know, what can I learn? What pattern can I break? Because a lot of times the same pattern, the same thing keeps happening over and over and over. And I remember Oprah saying, you know, God throws a little pebble at us. I don't know the exact way she said it, but like a little pebble at us, then it becomes a rock. Then it becomes a boulder, you know, and God's going to keep putting those challenges along our path until he gets our attention. So that, I think nobody is free from challenges, but a lot of it is how long it takes you to learn the lesson.
I like what you said. We're not free from these challenges because some of us out there that are Christians figure, okay, now that you join church and church, you're in the Bible, studying and meditating, you're fellowship with people, that you're not going to have any challenges, you're not going to have any bad things happen to you. But what you just said right there is how we bounce back. How we bounce back is the most important thing. That song, It's My Party, and I Cry If I Want To, it's okay. I had a friend that said you can, you know, have a pity party, but you can't be there for long. Okay, now let's move on. And
right,
that's what it seemed
right.
like with you. Let's move
right.
on.
Right.
Now, when
and
you're bouncing back, good. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that a friend once suggested to me, set a timer on how long you're going to allow yourself to be upset. And I found that's a really good trick. I mean, I'll set a time, and it's like, okay, stop tripping. At this time, you got to get over it, get out, move on, deal with it. And, you know, we all cry. We all get upset. That's normal emotion, but you just can't stay stuck in it.
You're right, because otherwise it becomes overpowering, and we don't want that, and we don't want to become a way of our life. So
right.
You never sound like you never had time to blame God, nor yourself, nor anybody else then.
No, I really didn't. You know, when I was in the hospital, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had to be hospitalized before I ended up giving birth early. And a nurse, and I say she was an angel, and we all have angels come into our life. I was on bed rest, and they had me in the bed with my head down and my feet up, because I had something called the incompetent cervix, where your cervix is too weak to hold the baby. And I was just so sad. And the nurse came in and held my hand, and she said, You know, all I want you to do is pray for strength. You know, don't ask God why, don't question it, don't beat yourself up. Just pray that God will give you the strength to deal with whatever's going on. And I say she was an angel because I would have never thought to approach it that way. And that's something that sticks with me till this day. So, no, I never played the blame game. I guess, I don't know, my sister tells me I'm different, that I'm an old soul. So I don't know. I just always thought there was a reason and a lesson.
Yeah, it sounds like a reason, a lesson, and then you say, okay, let me try to bounce back from it. That's what it's like. You're like a ball or a rubber band. People can stretch you, but
yep.
So far, but then, bam, you as you say, you don't have time to, okay, waddle. Let me go ahead and find the solution to this. You know, that's what it sounds like you. What is the lesson? So you don't dwell, you don't suffer, you're not a pity party. You're somebody that keep going. Oh, that is really beautiful there. It's beautiful because there's some of us that don't. We just say, woo, and just stay there, and it becomes our blanket.
Right. And, you know, what I say, too, is if you find yourself there too long, get help, you know, because there's plenty of help out there. And that's part of the reason why I did name my website Bounce Back Living. And, you know, why I want to help people to bounce back, because when I was going through that, I didn't really share a lot with people. It was pretty embarrassing. That's why I said I left it on the page. I kept a lot of things to myself, but now that I'm more open with my story, I realize there's so many people going through the same kind of things that I went through.
So then for the things that you went through is for, like you said, a reason, and now you become the coach, you become the consoler, the comforter, the person people can go to, and you can help them get through that storm. You can't go under or around storms. Sometimes we got to push through, or we got to ride the waves of the storm, because when we do that, we come out stronger in the end. Do you believe that?
Oh, that is so true. That is very, very true.
That is true. Because I'm going through, you know, something myself. You know, I was on a job for about 6 years, and then we were laid off. You know, a coworker and I were laid off in January, and then I'm thinking, okay, and then some financial things I'm going through, and I said, well, can I bounce back? Well, I did that one financial hurdle. Now I got to go through another one, and I'm thinking, okay, God, you got me through one. You can get me through the other. Let me put my, my heels to the floor and really get going. So we got to bounce that. We don't have that time to wallow, not at all. Now, what 3 steps should a person do in order to bounce back, or keep doing, I should say, so they can bounce back?
Well, I always go to prayer first. And so I would say when whatever situation they find themselves in, when they first are in the situation, prayer to me is the first step. In any kind of crisis, and really every day. The second step, I would say, is to focus on your self-care. And it's really important, and a lot of times when people are going through stuff, they don't focus on their self-care, but it's really important to get enough rest and eat healthy foods and get outside in the sunshine. And I find it really helpful if a lot of things are weighing on me to walk. And sometimes I might walk for an hour, hour and a half or more, and I just walk it off. And I really encourage people to do that, to not forget about taking care of themselves, and to also get plenty of sleep, because that's the other thing we're lacking normally. But when you're going through something, you really need that. And the third thing I would say is to talk to someone you trust. Don't keep it inside. Don't make it a secret. Don't be embarrassed. You're not the only one going through it. And even though it may feel like you are, you're not. And there are other people out there that want to help you, that will listen. And if you can't find anyone, then I encourage people to talk to a therapist. I mean, I've been in therapy too, which was extremely helpful. So those are the three steps I would say that I would tell people to do first.
Right. Faith, prayer, pray continuously, pray throughout, not just when you're in a crisis, but pray all the time, and maybe even harder during crisis. And that self-care is most important, because you mentioned that you were really, you know, into boot camp, you're into all this, you're really doing the physical body, and when the physical body is strong, so is the mental and spiritual body as well. In other words, you're flexing your spiritual, flexing your physical muscles and flexing your spiritual muscles. And so I guess my listeners out there, what I'm saying is you got to always stay strong and do that self-care, because once that self-care is not there, you stay in that pit, and you don't want to stay in that pit at all. And you got to bounce back. That is the key. So with the self-care, with the journals and affirmations, should somebody have a little log book? Should they keep a book? Should, you know, is there something to remind them? Should they have little papers around the walls,
you
know, or,
you
know?
Yeah. I do several things. I keep index cards on my nightstand, and every time I see a phrase or something inspirational, I write it on the index card. My friends, they tease me. They call me Miss Inspiration. You know, it's like I carry those around. I have a little box I put them in. I put little yellow stickies on my desk, because sometimes you may be at work and all of a sudden that feeling just hits you of what you're going through. And there were days when I was at work and I wanted to bust out crying, but I knew I couldn't. And I had different phrases on my desk to remind me. I'd tape things to the wall. I even use markers. They're not permanent markers, but they're similar to those. And I write affirmations on my mirror. They're wipe-off markers. So I write affirmations on my mirror. I put them on the refrigerator. So I encourage you to find them wherever you are. They're in magazines. You could make a vision board. I have my vision board on the wall right by my bed. So when I wake up in the morning, I see it, and it has words and pictures. So there are things that I read every day, and that's what I encourage people to do. Keep a journal. Keep index cards, anything that you can find that will uplift you and remind you. And it's something that you have to get into the habit of. I even keep some things in my purse. I also have a cross that I carry around with me, and sometimes I just hold it in my hand, and that gives me strength. So I think, you know, we have to depend. For me, I think it's really important that we depend on all of those tools to bounce back. And there are books out there you can read, too. And I'm here to support people, too. So those are some of the things they can do.
That sounds really good. That is good, because, you know, people are just confined to one thing, and they figure, okay, that's it. It doesn't help me. But when you say positive words, and I wrote a book, Transformation, Give Up the Struggle, and then a couple of times I'd be telling people what I'm going through, and my editor would say, oh, you need to go back and read this book because this is by so-and-so author. And I realized, okay, yeah, you know, I got this book, and I need to read it. And a vision board, too, and it's to put it up, don't just hide it. And tell people your story is therapeutical, but also somebody needs to hear your story, because then they realize they are not going through their story themselves, and they both can be helpful, as you say. Have accountability partner that you can trust as well as God. Wow, this has been really helpful. It's a lot of good information you got here. Develop that toolbox, not just at home, but be it mobile. That is so good. And probably even on the phone, have like little reminders or something, you know.
Right. That's a good idea.
Right.
Oh, definitely. What happened? And, you know, the other thing that inspired me, too, and had something to do with the name of my website, was I have a book by Willie Jolly called The Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And
I remember that book
when I was going through. And, you know, he's so inspirational. And, you know, any kind of inspirational words that you can implant in your mind make such a difference. And then all of a sudden you'll find that things won't upset you as quickly as they used to.
So true. That is so true. you know, because I used to leave home. Before I leave home, I always transfer my phone, and I always leave a message, you know, Renee, have a good day, and then I check my messages, and that's one message. I was always here. Or you can put it on your computer, you know, send a message or email to yourself, and you open it up, and it says, you know, you're doing good no matter what other people are saying. We got to send that positive, like you said, because it sends that positive energy throughout the house and throughout where you're at. So that also helps heal the body as opposed to being that negativity and everything feels down. Whoa. So what's next for you with this?
Well, what's next for me is I'm looking at focusing more on self-care for the body. And so I'm in the process of putting together a detox program. So that's what's next. And the other thing is, like I said, the challenge. For 21 days straight, I wrote about these different tools and things that people can do to take care of their self-care. So if people want to sign up for the challenge, they can do that. If I can I give the website?
Oh, yeah, give your website, yeah.
Yeah, for the challenge, if they want to sign up, it's 21, the number 21, dayselfcarechallenge.com. And so, like I said, it's 21 days straight of different emails with different challenges for you to do every day. So this would be perfect for someone that is finding themselves in the midst of going through something. And there's recipes, there's different tools for checking in with your body because, you know, you get little aches and pains and a lot of times people ignore them, but they're really messages of something else deeper going on. And so there's a tool in there about checking in. I talk about meditation and prayer and exercise and a lot of the tools that we've talked about today.
That sounds so good. So this 21-day self-care challenge. Now, this is ongoing. Is it certain times of the year or anybody can sign up any time of the month?
Anybody can sign up any time. All they'd have to do is go on to that website and their information will automatically populate and they'll start getting the challenge today if they sign up today. Whenever they sign up, they start 21 days from there. And it's, like I said, it's ongoing.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Gail. So all my listeners out there, go to her website. You say it's 21-Day Self-Care Challenge and sign up for that because a lot of people, this is, National Nutrition Month and also National Spiritual Wellness Month. So it would be best now to start up now. And when Lent is over, you can really, really, you know, be geared up and detox and, you know, really geared for the spring. And, yeah, Bounce Back to Living website, is that bouncebackliving.com too?
Well, actually, it's GailKAllen.com.
Okay. Repeat both of them. Gail, go ahead.
It's 21dayselfcarechallenge.com and GailKAllen.com. And it's G-A-I-L, the letter K, Allen.com.
Oh, this has been really helpful. So I want everybody to get their toolbox and get it going and go to Gail's 21-Day Self-Care Challenge. Get started. We got about 90 seconds. You got at least, you know, two or three words to say for my listeners out there.
I would say to them, never give up, that life can turn around in a second, in a heartbeat. And I just want you to remember that in the blink of an eye, things can change for the better. I just don't want people to give up.
Those are some powerful words. Never give up, never give in. Don't throw in the towel, my listeners out there, because things can turn around. Just have the faith, keep praying, go into your toolbox, have that accountability partner, as she say. Thank you, Gail, for coming on. I really appreciate this. And people, my listeners, please go to her 21-Day Self-Care Challenge. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
Oh, Gail has been very helpful. Everybody out there, you got to go and sign up for that challenge. This has been a really good evening. Self-care, even begin tonight. Get that lavender, get in there and have your bath, and take care, everyone.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.